Blog Talk Radio.
Call into the show and
can talk about whatever you want, any subject, whatever. Like I always say, I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. Right? Y'all with me? So anyway, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, before I get into the show, it's Free Fall Friday, so I can talk about whatever I want, right? And that's what I'm going to do. So, Free Fall Friday. So, I asked the question today. I asked the question of if a woman or a man, if a woman or a man cheated on their significant other, whether it's a husband or wife or whatever, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, whether they're engaged to be married, whatever, okay, if a man or a woman cheats on their significant other, would you tell your significant other that you've been cheating? Or would you have to get caught? Okay, would you tell him or her, or would you, you know, hold it in and do your thing until you got caught? Now, some people never get caught, right? Some people go for years, never get caught, and then break off the relationship. Some people go years, never get caught, and then break off the relationship with the significant other and go to the relationship where they've been cheating. Okay? So I was told by several young ladies that they would let the other person know that they had been cheating. Okay? And then I talked to another middle-aged lady, and she said that she would let her husband know that she was cheating with another guy. Okay? Myself, if I was in those shoes, if I was cheating with someone else, I'd have to get caught. I can't say that I'd tell, okay? Never really had that experience. But, well, let me take that back. This was way, 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 way back when I was in high school. And, when I was in high school, there were, I'm trying to keep this clean, right? Okay, so when I was in high school, I had girls, all right? Multiple girls. I was like one of the big athletes in high school, and so a lot of girls would flock my way, right? But I was seeing a girl, okay? I was seeing a girl. And the next day at school, she approached me and said that she heard that someone saw a girl sneak through my window at my house, okay? Sneak through the window at my house. Now, that's weird, right? That's weird, right? But to be honest with you, it was true, right? Because it was all, what do you call it? It was all honest or whatever. What had happened was I locked my key in the house, okay? And my mom worked at night. I mean, I was raised in a single-parent home. My mom worked at night. So I locked my key in the house. And the only way I could get in the house was to have this young lady climb through the window. Now, and they had to go through the front window of the house because the other windows we couldn't get in, okay? But there was one bedroom window on the front of the house at my mom's house that could we were able to open, okay? Now, back then we had the those crank windows with the handle. You crank the handle and they fold out and they fold in, you know, in and out. So it was big enough where she could slide through the window. So, and she was smaller than me, so I slid her through the window, and she went into the house, opened the door, and I got in, and the keys were all right, yada, yada, okay? Now, someone saw that, okay? And by the next day, it was back at school, and my girlfriend knew about it. Isn't that wild? I mean, that's how fast news travels, right? But I have denied that from then to now, I guess. Okay? So, but for me, I can't tell. Okay? I wouldn't tell my significant other that I'm cheating. Okay, now if I get caught, now that's a different story, and I'd probably admit to it, right? But if I don't get caught, I'm not gonna tell it. All right, it may just be something that's some kind of fling that's happened. Now this middle-aged lady that I talked to, she said within her first marriage. Now this is her second marriage she's in now, but within her first marriage, she cheated on her husband, and she told him about it, okay? And I was like, well, what happened after you told him about it? Well, he put me out, okay? Well, okay, he put you out. Now, did you go to the guy's house and stay with him after he put you out, or where did you go? She said she went to her parents' house. She didn't go to his house because it wasn't a love thing or anything like that. It was just something that happened. Tell me something, ladies, and maybe gentlemen as well. Tell me something. How can it be something that just happened? Now, unless that was something that you were looking for, something not going right at home, something's going on, right? But she said it was just something that happened. It was just a fling. Okay. Now, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if she was telling me the truth or not. But she said that that her husband took her back in 2 days. Okay. After 2 days, he let her come back home, and they stayed married for another 11 years, I think she said, before they got a divorce. Okay. So she's the one that said that she would tell her husband if she had an affair with or cheated on him with someone. Her husband today, she'd tell him, just like she told her ex-husband. Okay? So, and then there were, you know, the thing is, if you do that, if you're gonna go and tell, it's going to be some hurt. Going to be some serious hurt. So if it's just a fling, why would you go tell? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Free Fall Friday, guys. You guys can call into the show and talk about whatever you want to. Okay? We're open. Right? So, going back to that, if you tell your significant other you're having it, are you cheating? Okay? Because I think an affair is when you both, when you're married and you have an affair with someone, but cheating or whatever, it can be, you know, you can be boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever, okay? Now, I'm going to jump to another subject. Someone, I did a show on lesbian and I say lesbian and gay, are they better parents than straight parents? Okay? Are lesbian and gay couples better parents than straight parents? I did a show on that 2 days ago. Okay? Now, yesterday, I checked my email. I had over 3,000 emails, guys. I never had that many emails before. I had 3,352 emails. Now, I've told you guys time and time again that this is my opinion. This is my show. Well, it's your show, but I run the show. I can give my opinion. You can call in and give your opinion. If you call in and give your opinion, I don't care if I know your email. I'm not going to send you an email. Okay? So, guys, you don't have to send me an email and ragging me out on the email. Just call into the show and rag me on the show. I don't mind. That's what the show is about. We can agree to disagree. Okay, so I did a show on lesbian and gay couples. Now, someone asked me this morning, lesbians are gay? You know, women are gay? What do you mean gay couples? Well, like I said, I call women homosexuals lesbians. I call them lesbos or whatever. I call them lesbians, okay? I call men homosexuals gay. I say that's a gay man. And I may say a gay woman too, but I say, you know, when I say gay, I'm usually referring to a man. Or I might even call him a fag. That's what we used to call him when I was growing up. We used to call him fags or faggots or sissies, okay? And so I call guys gay and I call women lesbians. So that's where I got the lesbian and gay couples. I'm meaning, you know, a woman-on-woman couple and a man-on-man couple, okay? And so somebody asked me this morning, why do I say that? So I wanted to explain that to you, if you're listening to the show, why I did that, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Let's talk about whatever you want. I don't care if it's politics, sports, religion. I don't care what it is. But another thing I wanted to talk about, the new Georgia gun law, talking about carrying a gun into a church, into a bar, whatever. Okay? Now, someone asked me about that. I did a show on it. You can carry a gun into a church if the church allows you to carry your gun, it allows you to bring your gun in the church. Now that the law has passed, I think, This is my opinion, I think that pastors and deacons or whatever out there that run the church should put up some type of sign at the church saying no guns allowed. Front, back door, side door, all the doors where you can come into the church should be labeled no guns allowed. Because if not, then someone can come into church with a gun. And so if you label the church no guns and they come into the church and you find out they have a gun, now you can call the police and have them arrested. I don't care if they have a gun permit or whatever. That's the law. Same with a bar. Now, I think at a bar, that's going to get very, very tricky because, you know, when alcohol is involved, things get a little bit different. Y'all know, right? Things get a little bit, people get a little bit, what I'm trying to say, a little bit testier when they've been drinking, okay? They swell up a little more when they've been drinking. Or they swell up a little more when they got a bunch of friends around and they've been drinking. Now when you get in an altercation with someone, not an altercation, but maybe a verbal altercation with someone, then the next thing you're going to think is, hey, I got my Glock 9mm on my hip, brother. Okay? And then you show it. Might open your shirt or whatever and show them that you got your Glock 9mm right there. But my dad used to always say, son, if you have a gun, pull your gun, you better be prepared to use it. Okay? So I think that I guess we just have to wait and see what the turmoil is going to be, what's going to happen with this new law, how things are going to shake out. We're going to have to see if we get any news reports from someone being shot at the church, a news report about someone being shot at the bar, and, you know, although people shoot at the bar now, shoot at the club now, but now they have permission to bring their gun. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. What else do I have for you? Someone asked me to talk about this sports stuff and money in sports. Well, we're looking at a lot of these basketball players that are free agents now and going into the free agent market. That means they can go to any team that they want to, whoever offers them the best, the most money, or whoever has the best deal for them, that's where they can go. They're free agents, okay? Now, the biggest free agent on the market right now is LeBron James. Someone asked me about that. Now, I think that LeBron James is going to stay in Miami. I don't think he's going to leave Miami. I think he's going to stay there. I think they're going to persuade him to stay in Miami, and they're going to give him what he wants in Miami. All right? And I don't think he's going to go back to his old team in Cleveland. I just don't think that. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I don't care if he says it's his last year in the league, he's not going to go back to Cleveland and retire, okay? So that's not happening. So, guys, I know you were asking me about that, and that's my take on that subject with LeBron James. Now, this guy in New York, Carmelo Anthony, now, he looks like he's going to sign back with New York. Now, he was a free agent. He went out on the market. He tested it. He saw that Chicago offered him $90 million. Houston offered him $90 million. The Lakers offered him $75 million. Now, the New York Knicks are offering him $125 million. $125 million. Okay? To play basketball. and he was on the team last year, on New York's team last year. They didn't even make the playoffs. They were worse than the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks were the bottom of the conference, and New York was worse than that. They couldn't even have, they didn't, and the Hawks only won like 47 games. That's, and you're going to give this man $125 million to come back and play? I don't think so. Okay? I don't think so. And it's for 5 years. What's 5 years into $125 million? That's 2, 10, that's 25. That's $25 million a year. Do y'all know how much $25 million a year is? Okay. It's 12 months in a year. So you double that, that's 24 months. So you're talking about over $2 million coming in. So every month, and first of the month, you go to the mailbox and get your check. It's over $2 million a month. $2 million a month. That's over $500,000 a week. Now, that's insane. That's some insane money to play basketball. Insane money to play basketball. $500,000 a week. A lot of people don't make, you know, you can probably, if you can look it up, $500,000 a year, that's a small percentage of people in the United States that makes $500,000 a year. It's even a smaller percentage of people that makes $1 million, okay? It's even a smaller percentage of people that makes $2 million a year. Now, this guy making $2 million a month, that's crazy to play basketball. And I'm not throwing anything out there saying that they don't deserve it or whatever, yeah, because now all this money's coming into this stuff, and it's too much money in sports, entirely too much money in sports. And that's all I got to say about that. Anyway, I'm out of time. I'm exhausted. I got to get into bed. But I do have another project I have to do today. So I can't get into bed just yet. But I am going to get into bed as soon as I get started on this project, I know. But I'm going to try to get it finished. But, hey, take care of yourself, guys. I love you guys. And have a great weekend. I'll see you guys Monday morning, same time, same place, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourself, guys.
Let's go.
And have a great weekend.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could
you.